nobody better than Catch a Glimpse in that race last year. She is trained by Mark Cassie. She is back this year in the Filly and Mare Turf, and as Mark would tell you, that was a special win for him because it was his first Breeders' Cup victory. Mark, I noticed that during the call, you turned to Kurt and you said, hey, nice call. That had a good ring to it, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. You know, I liked it.
Tell me about that. You finally break through. You and I got together for an interview with Jude, and we sat down on this program a year ago, and you told me, hey, maybe you'll be my good luck charm. I'm not going to take the credit for that victory, but you finally break through with Catch a Glimpse, and boy, what an effort that was.
Well, I hope it works again this year, but thank you. It was exciting. You know, what a great filly she is.
And what a moment for you. What was that like, finally getting that Breeders' Cup victory, walking down the winner's circle?
You know, when all you've ever done your entire life is horse racing, it was amazing. I think, was the first Breeders' Cup here? Where was the first?
Hollywood Park.
Hollywood Park. I was there. I was there with my dad. So
as a fan?
Yeah, as a fan. Yeah, I was training then, but never. I didn't have anything close to that. So I think I was taking pictures. I think I had a camera. Short-lived photography career.
Who would have thought at that point, and I don't know if you had ever envisioned where your career would end up. You were inducted into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame earlier this year. Could you ever imagine when you're sitting there with your dad at Hollywood Park with that first Breeders' Cup, we'd be sitting here and talking about you being a Hall of Famer and a multiple Breeders' Cup winner?
No, I often think back, you know, many times about how lucky we've been and where we started and where we came from. And, you know, I read somebody said he's a 37-year overnight sensation. So, it's been an interesting road, but there's been a lot of ups and downs, but I'm very happy and fortunate to be where I am today.
Mark, what about being out here for this whole week of Breeders' Cup? And you've been in this game for so long, and getting these horses to the races, we do the same thing day in, day out. It's kind of a grind, the training routine. But then you come out here, and the parking lot is almost full. People are cheering for horses in the morning, and people from all over the world have gathered to this place to experience the Breeders' Cup. These two fantastic days of racing. As a fan,
well, that's what it's all about. You know, we're all horse lovers, and we love horse racing. And if you don't get caught up in this, what can you do? And I mean, that's what the Breeders' Cup does. It's exciting. You know, we only get this a few days a year, and as a horse trainer, you know, it's what you strive for.
Mark, I know a lot of folks have become big, big fans all around the world of Teppan in your barn. Last start at Keeneland, a 29-1 shot photo call goes right to the lead out of the gate, opens up a big lead down the back stretch, run down the stretch, but ends up second best on that particular.
Such a good call, Kirk.
No, actually, it's funny you should say that. I was just going to mention that. That was one of my least favorite ones of Kirk's calls. I was just about to say that same thing.
I will say this. Race announcers have such a respect for a filly like Teppan that I know that day I was not about to declare photo call had that thing wrapped up. I mean, I was going to wait until we were right in the shadow of the wire. That's behind us now. That's over and done. Now
easy
we're looking
for you to say.
Now we're looking, and that's the question. Are you confident that Teppan is as sharp coming into this race as she was, say, a year ago?
I believe she is. I mean, every indication that I see out of Teppan is as good as she's ever been. You really never know. I mean, I can sit here and tell you absolutely, positively she is. It's such a fine line. It's just a fine line. But all the indicators tell me that she is. And we knew going into that race that, she was going to have regress a little bit. But it was my feeling, I think it was Julian's feeling, that Bill Mott's filly, I thought, personally, watching all the fillies run all year long, if one filly could give Teppan a run for her money, it was Selvestine. And hey, was Julian maybe focused there? Absolutely. But I think too much has been put on that Teppan didn't run her race or a good race. She ran her race. And Photocall just freaked. And I look, and when I go back, and I said, when they turned for home, Celestine and Tepin were head and head. Here's the filly that I believe is as good a filly, you know, was the best filly. And we actually opened up on her. So I'm looking that, I'm going that way to look at that as a positive. You know, and Julian realized about the time you realized that it wasn't going to happen today. And, you know, could she have been a little closer? Probably, but... And we went into that race, and that's why we didn't go into the Shadwell. We are trying to get her in a pattern that she loves. And we thought better to put her in her pattern and take a shot at defeat than go into the Breeders' Cup off a seven-week layoff, which she does not like. She likes to run.
Mark, you're not afraid to travel with horses. You're known for shipping all over the country and taking advantage of opportunities that are out there for the horses. And we've talked about it all week long. Certain horses that are local here to Southern California, it's their home base. They get to run right out of their stalls. What is it about your success when you travel with these horses that are going to a different environment? They have to get on a plane to fly there. Is there a trick to making horses comfortable to ship to some other location?
I think that's our strongest suit. I think that's what makes us what we are, our ability to move. And I like our young horses. If you'll look, I was thinking about very few of our horses break their mate. We've trained a lot of good horses. Very few of them ever won first time out. I was looking at Valadorna, and to me, it was a perfect first start. She got away a little slow. She rallied and then I was able to run her two turns and get a good two turn race. And also in that, there's a lot of moving, and I like our horses to ship and to move around and to get used to it. And we know which ones can and which ones can't. And we have a tremendous organization that, and so when a horse moves, a Catch a Glimpse, for instance, will go boom, boom, boom. She can just travel around. Where Tepin has been more, you know, always stays with Norman. But I think that's what makes us strong. We can look at somewhere and say, look, let's attack here. And that's what makes us different than a lot of people. I tell everyone, if the horse has some ability, we can get it to win. Now, I can't promise you where it's going to win, but we will find a place where it's going to win. And you know what? Winning brings confidence. And confidence gets a better horse. And yep. And you've seen that. If there isn't any truer statement Tepin's shown you, you know, her ability, her confidence after winning and winning. And that's what we try to do.
Visiting with trainer Mark Cassey here on the Horse Racing Radio Network and BreedersCup.com, HorseRacingRadio.net. Mark, I remember 3 or 4 years ago, you and I sat down for a visit, and one thing you mentioned to me was the focus of your operation, and one of the goals moving forward was to try to win some of these classic races, like the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont. You put an emphasis on that. You've been close. You've had horses that fit that profile. Now you come here with Juvenile Classic Empire, who looks like he's the real deal. Tell me a little bit about him.
He's a really good horse. I told a lot of people after he won the Bashford Manor, I've been doing this for 37 years, it was the most impressive two-year-old winner I've ever trained. Now, there may have been some that ran faster, may have done, but for him to overcome, and I loved it. I loved that he did that. Even if he had gotten beat that day, I would have been, because in the end, it's going to make him a better horse. We don't have to worry, when the gate opens, if he doesn't go the lead, if there's too much speed. You see that in Tepin. You see, those are the kind of things that we try to work in Valadorna, like I said, with her. And it's a tough, tough juvenile. It's a tough juvenile. And I have a lot of respect for four or five horses in this race, so I can't sit here and say, oh, I'm confident we're going to win, but I think we have a big chance.
You know, a lot's been made this week about the story of California Chrome and Alan and Art Sherman, father son, going down that road together. You have the privilege of working with your son Norman. He's your main assistant. He's always out there in the public eye. How about for you? What's it been like to have Norman by your side? And I know you obviously were very close with your father. He was a horseman. Now you're passing on that tradition and that legacy to your son. What's it been like?
you know, a dream. How could you ask for any more? There's, you know, I've been in situations before where I was winning but had no one to share it with close up. I'm you know, very fortunate that I have Norman. My wife's very, very closely involved in it, and she's probably my biggest fan, and I'm probably Norman's biggest fan. And you can see, you know, I have my young Colby's out here, my 14-year-old. It's nice winning, but it's nice winning with your family. Even it makes it better.
You mentioned your son Norman, and Mike had alluded to your father Norm, who passed away earlier this year, who was involved in so many facets of this game. Memorial service took place in March at the Ocala Breeders Sales Pavilion, and there were a number of folks who came forward that day to speak about your father and the impact he had not only on the game but on their lives personally. As you sat there and listened to those statements and those testimonials, did you look around that room? Were you amazed at the impact your father's life had had on this game?
I knew. You know, I knew because, and you're going to end up making me cry, so I knew it. Everywhere I go, they would always ask about my dad. And my dad, and I had this conversation with you before, you could do something to my dad that was, you know, that wasn't, didn't make him happy or do something. And if you came the next day and said to my dad, hey, I need you to do me a favor, he would do it. And you know, I've tried to follow in his footsteps. I try not to take myself too serious. I'm so excited. I'm living a dream. You know, how many people would love to you know, trainers would love to be in my position. And I don't take that for granted, not for one second. And you know, he made me what I am, and I hope that I continue to do that for my children.
Well, Mark, here's the hoping that those are tears of joy flowing tomorrow and Saturday here at the Breeders' Cup World Championships at Santa Anita. As always, appreciate the time, my friend. Go get it done. All the best. We'll be cheering.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.